I'm currently walking around the Potteries Museum and Art Gallery. I'm recording quite shyly, to be honest, because I think as soon as anyone else walks into the room, I suddenly become very self-conscious that I'm talking into a phone. Because let's face it, that does look a bit weird. I used to come to this museum on quite a regular basis just to have a wander around and see what was going on. It's quite nice to see so many familiar objects and displays and things that I remember from, you know, when I was 8 and maybe even younger. But it's also nice to see quite a lot of new things as well. I think it's quite funny really, because I think when you come to somewhere like a museum on a regular basis, everything, so much of it doesn't change that you just assume that it is frozen in amber, figuratively speaking. So it is nice to see things change around a little bit. There's a ceramic sculpture that's really quite chilling. Well, it's not chilling, but it's quite freaky. And you'll be able to have a look at that, actually, while you listen to this. It's quite really well sculpted, but at the same time, I'm not quite sure what it is about ceramics and things and glassware that I'm really drawn to, but it was always something that my family and I used to sit and watch the Antiques Roadshow when I was growing up, and I found it a strangely soothing program. That was the bit that always kind of made me feel a bit dreamy. I'll never understand why. I think there's something about miniature things. You'd have a lot of really small things that were really intricately made. And just thinking about those just put me off in a trance. Like at the moment, I'm currently looking at a doll's house, and I would say it's about, I'm 5'11", and it looks to be about 3/4 of my size, so it's really tall, and 3 floors, and each room is just absolutely full of tiny decorative objects, You think how little you enjoy dusting a giant house, like a regular sized house. It'd be such a pain to have to dust that as well. Anyway, I shall talk a bit more in a bit, but as you can hear, there are people approaching, and I'm going to shyly turn my phone off. Speak soon.